Now, it had all been going so well for the League of Nations in the later 1920s, sooner or later it was bound to go wrong, and it did in a big way. 1929, the Wall Street crash in America changed the economy of the world in a relatively short space of time, and all of the increased productivity that they'd seen in countries like Germany came to a halt. America recalled loans, they wanted their money back, and it plunged not just America but lots of other nations across the world into economic hardship. Now, faced with economic hardship, countries have to know how to respond, and they responded different ways. Some countries respond with aggression because, of course, if you're poor, one way to get rich is to steal what someone else has got. Or if you're poor and your people are upset with you, you can take their minds off that by making them focus on something else. A war with perhaps with a neighbour is always good to do that. So we're going to look at the 1930s now, and we're going to look at the war, the effect of the Wall Street crash and the Great Depression on the League of Nations, because it does create a set of problems for the League, not least of which is the fact that following the Great Depression, we end up with a rise in the number of dictators taking power in the world, for example, Hitler in Germany, and that makes the work of the League much more difficult. So we're going to look at the failures of the League of Nations, and we're going to start off with Manchuria, and that will be our first big failure of the 1930s. And I want you to remember all the way through this, would this have happened in the 1920s? Or is this a good example of the impact of the Great Depression leading to this crisis? Okay, so next up is Manchuria.